Let's start again.
I'm singing Summertime from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess.
Threatening?
No.
Yes, you do. Don't lie. Okay? Pretty song. You're singing it right, except you're sitting on it and not picking it up. I'm going to turn the voice this way instead of.
Right.
Do you get the same feeling that there's a little bit of a struggle going on? There's something pulling her down. And in singing, we want something to bring us back up again. Okay? That's where it needs to go. This is a very ethereal, very difficult song. This is not a simple song. Okay. Can we start again? Now your hands are a little too far forward. Notice the posture again. We've still got a little bit of this stuff going on. How about we do our exercise again? Okay. Let's get up this way. And all the way to the top. No, you're too far forward. You're diving. You see. All the way. There. Wait. Now you feel that stretch in here, don't you? Now go straight down. Okay. No, leave things where they are. Drop it. There you go. That's the posture I want. I don't want that chest to drop any further than that. And now you're going to get under it with this. And pretty soon, the entire rib cage is carrying you. You're just being drawn up, okay? And though that's the way you float a tone, okay? You don't have a lot of weight on here. So if your chest is weighing on it, you can't float. You'd love to float, wouldn't you? Start the song again. I'll just demonstrate just for a minute. You know, that's the tone you're after, isn't it? Okay, let's go for it. Okay, now you start. You see how I did that? Big stretch through here, and then come under it.
Summertime.
white. Mm-hmm. It's a little too, I don't mean, I mean a white noise in the sense of a white noise. Okay. So, so, if you apply a little muscle here. So, so, so. Suddenly that little spin comes into the tone. Mm-hmm. And it's not. It's not that white noise anymore, right. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's try that. See if you can accomplish that. I'm asking a lot. Relax, you know?
Summertime.
You need to back off a little bit. There's too much air going through. Balance the tone with the breath. I have to demonstrate it. It's very difficult to explain. Okay, because what's happening is there's a little too much air going through. So. That's the tone, okay? Mm-hmm. Try it again. Just start.
Summertime.
That's better. That's better. Because what's happening is, instead of the tone shooting straight out, it's coming out this way and starting to go a little round on you. Mm-hmm. Starting to get a little more spherical feeling. Summertime. Like a big baseball in your mouth, but it's a spinning ball, mm-hmm. the tone, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's try that again. Mm-hmm. The tone is everything on this song, that tone, okay? Make that spherical shape spin. Sound, the awe haunting sound, okay?
Mm-hmm. Just. Summertime, and the living is easy.
There's that spin.
Fish are jumping.
Take it down as small as you want, and it still carries. Gotta play with those vowels a little bit. There isn't just one vowel, you know. Your voice has many levels. You can put all kinds of different vowels in there. Okay, play with it a bit. And then, like I told the nurse who sang before, to open your ears as you sing, because that'll help you open your tone. Okay? Mm-hmm. Listen to the hall around you. If you're hearing a kind of a high-end rasp coming back to you, and you hear a pleasant sound come back to you, then you know you're doing something right, okay? Mm-hmm. Test the waters, but don't let your chest fall, please, okay?
Jumping on the cotton is high.
let it get like that. Don't let it spread. Oh, your dead is rich. It's a particular effect we're after here. That doesn't mean you sing this way all the time. This is this song. This is this moment, okay? But you're looking for a lullaby sound. Mm-hmm. Oh, your dead is rich. And your mind is good looking. Voice needs. You have a very light soprano. It has a tendency to go a little white on you. So you need to warm it up for this song. Okay. That's all. So let's do the second verse. One of these mornings. Doing great. Okay. Yeah, that's what I like. A smile. I like a smile. Escaping. You've seen that, you got something to work toward because it's all about the breath control, right? So what's happening is there's too much air escaping. So when you focus the tone and keep that breath going, and it's a high breath in this case. We usually talk about that low breath, but on these long, floaty high notes, and this goes for high-voiced people. There's a real tightness in the waist and a highness about the breath. That we usually talk about and make a nice, but that's not true. The high notes, if you pull the bottom down, if all this is too low, if your bass of support is too low on the high notes, you're going to get, that's what you get when you bass it low. So you have to bass it high. So you've got a high breath going on at that moment. Mm-hmm. There are all different kind of breaths for all different kind of situations. There's no one right way, okay? Does that help?
Yeah.
You're a pretty singer. Good.
Thanks.
It's good. Wasn't that pretty?